B1.
KKJ, over.
On the other side of the state already?
Not yet. I'm over by your area. Gotta get gas on Miller Road at Schwartz Creek.
Probably on the same repeater than I just dropped the kid off at school and headed to work now.
You got him for the weekend, I take it?
Normally it'd be my weekend, but Memorial Day this year is their mom's weekend, so they'll be with mom this weekend. I'll get them for a couple hours on Friday, but I'm basically enough to have dinner with them and bring them back to mom.
Well, that's good. Did you get your garage door fixed, or is your yard like mine where it's a jungle?
Yeah, I'll probably do that tonight. I don't want to do that with the kids, so I pushed it off tonight. Hopefully I can get it done either mow tonight or mow tomorrow.
Yeah, we got our meeting tonight, so I'm not doing it today, but I'll probably do it tomorrow to work, get it done. That way, I guess it won't be any, high weeds and stuff when you walk through my yard for Memorial Day. I'm sure that's what it's like in the back right now. But the front is, it's terrible. I got to bag it and so thick.
Yeah, that's what makes it look the worst is that all the dandelions had their pulpit popping up. It definitely needs a... You'd be good running over.
Well, yeah, I mean, I cut my backyard last Friday, and, after all that rain and stuff like that, the grass was still short, but I had dandelions everywhere. Like, are you kidding me?
And a whole bunch of them. Like, I don't even remember them being, like, yellow dandelions. They just went to the cotton head already. Like, jeez, but, yeah. That time of the year, they'll be gone soon.
Oh, yeah, I get it. If my wife was able to cut the lawn, her yard would be cut. She'd be like, there's a dandelion in the middle of the yard. It needs to be cut. I'm like, there's one weed. Give it up. Let the grass live.
Yep. And, it was pretty good when we were doing the fertilizer service. They did a good job at keeping them tamped down, and you'd probably get like one or two in the whole yard, but the amount of grass I have now would be prohibitively expensive to pay somebody to fertilize it for me.
100%. Yeah, I got the same issue. I was paying for fertilizer service and weed killer service and grubs and all that, and I got $55 every 2 weeks, and so I'll just buy the cheap stuff. All right, I'll be right back. I got to put fuel in this thing. KCKJ.
Yeah, I'll be here. You be on.
KCKJ.
All filled up?
18 gallons, $85.
Glad that goes in the fleet card?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's definitely a pain point right now. That trickles through everything.
Oh, it's ridiculous. My daughter drives an F-150, and she goes, she topped it off, and it was like $120 or something like that. But she's trading it in. She's going to get a Toyota RAV4. Hopefully they'll have one today at auction. She's going to trade her truck in and get that.
Yep, that's one thing I'm glad I made the decision on. When I ordered my lease vehicle, do I go to the Wagoneer or do I go stick with something more reasonable and these Cherokees stuff, but they're a hybrid too, so all right, I'll do that, and that makes more sense. Get a little bigger vehicle and pay about the same amount on the lease payment. I'm sure glad I did now, because, yeah, I'd be throwing $150 at the fuel.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, that's why she's doing it. She's that she gets a good deal on a hybrid one. You know, that way she'll save a lot of money. You know, I mean, hybrids are good. And that's it, you know, the cost of the batteries hopefully isn't too expensive for her if she ever had to replace them. But she's going to try to get one. You know, because she's, I think, starting in June, getting her certifications to drive for, Swift Trucking. You know, so she's looking at a different employment opportunity, and then she's got to spend 3 weeks in Ohio for it. So I guess kind of pricey when you're driving a big old truck.
Yeah, but that sounds like fun. Unfortunately, I think, you know, it'd be better if I lived in the city, but hybrid doesn't help too much on the highway. It's definitely, I guess like the same fuel size fuel tank as my old Compass, but it keeps working. It'll last a little bit longer, and I have a bigger vehicle, so it helps a little bit, but not quite as much as it was like a plug-in hybrid or something.
No, she doesn't want full electric, because, I mean, my gosh, those batteries only last so many years, and then you have the car paid off, and next you know, you got to get a loan to pay for the new batteries, blah, blah, blah. Of course, no. You know, the RAV4 has got a little four-cylinder in it. You know, that'll be economical. The hybrid will have a four-cylinder, but the electric side of it, too, so she'll get a lot of mileage out of it. Those Mavericks, my coworker had a hybrid Maverick, and we drove all the way up to Petoskey and then Charlevoix and then up to Lados in the UP and came home and didn't really have to fill up that much.
Yeah, hybrids are... a plug-in hybrid, you plug it in and it has a bigger battery in it, but it's not full electric. I think you can go a few miles on full electric, I had... one of the rental trucks when I did Bike MS last year was a Ford with the power boost or whatever. I don't remember what they called it, but I think it was the hybrid version of it. And that thing, yeah, I filled it up on the Friday we went over to the west side of the state, did the whole event and drove back and still didn't have to put gas in. To meet the what I rented it at.
Well, there you go. I'll save some money. Bring it back the amount of gas that's in it. Didn't use that much. 2 gallons. Okay. Yeah, because they charge like $6.50 a gallon or something like that. It's ridiculous. And then I got my Explorer. That's got a 6-cylinder in it. But I don't drive that one all that much, so I don't worry too much about gas. I'll put $50 in it. It'll last quite a while.
Yeah, imagine if you can do a lot of your running while you're out and about for work, and you know, that little stick of you, just gas at the pump. But yeah, that's that'll help.
Again. It was 465 over here at Marathon in Schwartz Creek off of Miller. So it's come down.
I mean, that's very fast. Until you don't realize they went down.
100%. Next thing you know, it'll be just under 4 hours.
And the one gas station by us, too, only the third of the price to get everybody on the weekend because they're right up the highway. You know, they'll lower it down and grab everybody on the weekend, and then all the during the week they'll jack it back up to make up for what they saved on the weekend.
Oh yeah, and plus, it's just the further out you go, the cheaper it is sometimes. But you know, I think it was like $4.79 or something like that in Memphis. You know, right there down the street. So, and I don't get really much cash back on my Upside app there. I only get like a penny or two. Where I drive further out, and I'll, you know, this time I got 20 cents back, or 23 cents per gallon. So I'm like, okay, that'll work. Just steadily build that little bank account back up so I can go buy some more stuff. You know, like radios.
Yeah, that's nice. You can use your Upside on your fleet purchases too.
Well, I got the three radios in my fleet truck. You know, I got this one here, the 5550, and I got the Tate T25 VHF, and then I got my Fusion. The Tate is running, has a Larson on it, but the other two are Comets, I think. One Comet, one Tramp. I got those at a pretty decent price. And then on the Panda, as my aunt affectionately calls it, the black and white, I got a Larson, and I think I got two Larsons on that one. No, wait, I got one Larson for my Olinko UHF VHF, and then I got this, what I call a Kmart Special. I had an NMO magnet mount on it, so. And that one there runs UHF only, because the VHF band is starts at 150, so it serves no purpose. So it strictly is right there in the UHF band for GMRS and AM and DMR. So I use that one on my 4550.
Hey, Bentley.
Yeah, I lost you there for a second, KCKJO. I do have a bullet antenna, but I took that off because I didn't think I got real good reception with that, you know, on DMR and UHF, so I took that off of there. I changed over to Bancroft. That's probably why I lost it there for a second.
Excuse me, if you were talking to somebody other than me.
No, I was talking to those bullet antennas that I got at put a regular
Yeah. I got the little, I have an SBB5 for the, that's why I was running for a while, but it's too tall to get in the parking garage, and I didn't get out and pull it over, so I just kind of went for the compromise and a little bit of performance for the convenience of not having to get out every time I go in the parking garage at work.
Yeah. That parking garage is not forgiving by any means. I had one of those, one of the first Transit Connects. Looks like a roller skate on wheels, you know, a big roller skate. And the security there told me to go park in the deck. And I'm like, I won't fit. They demanded that I parked in there. So I said, okay. Drove in there, and my ladder rack got stuck. And then I got wedged right in there. And they were mad. I'm like, I told you I went fit, but you didn't want to listen to me.
Yeah, logic doesn't work sometimes with them. Recently a whole bunch of people got tickets for parking their competitive vehicles in competitive parking area.
Security ticketed them for parking in the lot with the competitors' vehicle, is that what you just said?
They were in competitive vehicles, parked in competitive spots. Like the, there's certain areas where, for the employee parking, where only Stellantis vehicles can park, and
what do they do with those tickets? You get an employee fine or something like that for parking, quote unquote, in the wrong spot?
I don't know if there's a fine or if it's a, you know, you have to have your manager call and have it removed, so you gotta go tell your manager that you don't know how to park.
So, you get a ticket from security because you did not park in employee parking?
I don't know about that. I know that there's, I know it's really, they really don't want us parking, visitor parking, but yeah, there's, if you don't have a Stellantis vehicle, you have to park in the back of the lot or on the top of the parking garages, so you don't get as good of parking, but, yeah, I don't know if it's a monetary fine or just a, don't do that ticket.
Oh, I get you. So, if just by chance you drive in the lot, you have a Chevy on you or a Mazda or something like that, the parking, employee parking, they'll give you a ticket because it's not a Stellantis vehicle. Now, that's kind of stupid in a way.
Yeah, they're trying to encourage you to drive their product, but as far as I understand, I think GM and Ford are the same way. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they are the same way, too. So I know a couple months ago, the big headlines when we all returned back to work, but, oh, my God, they fine you for parking, or they, you know, ticket you for parking and not driving the wrong car. But yeah, so far as I know, all of them do it, but yeah, Chrysler's always done it, but for some reason a few months ago, everybody got in a tizzy about it.
Well, I'm sure if they made the vehicles for company employees super cheap, where they can afford a company vehicle or a company vehicle, might be a different story, but yeah, you are right. Ford does it as well, and GM does it. You have to park far away, you know, and where it says not Ford vehicles or not GM vehicles, park in this lot. So if you pull up in a Toyota, you have to park way in the back.
Yeah, I mean, they do a good discount on them. We get the vehicles cheaper than the dealer can get them, so I think it's like 3% below invoice, and plus they have the employee lease program too, which that's what I do, which is you basically get a lease vehicle cheaper than you can ever lease one privately, plus the miles I drive, I can never do a dealer lease.
I gotcha. Yeah, because I've seen some of those Jeep Wagoneers. They're like, what, fully loaded, they're, what, 120 grand? I mean, geez, that's the same, you know. My house payment is cheaper than that.
Yeah, I think they've kind of, I guess maybe fully loaded based on that. But, yeah, that one's a bit of a, that one's meant to be expensive. They're trying to compete with the Escalade and you know, the Lincoln Navigator and those the high end market there, the high end luxury market. But yeah, that one's kind of a special case, but yeah, they do have more affordable options.
Sure, they do. Now, like I said, if I can afford it, if I can do the Jeep Wagoneer, then I want the health payment, you know, high-end luxury, super powerful.
It was me or you, but you went digital there. We got a, heard the CAF in there also.
Might have been me. No, I said that for a Jeep Wagoneer, I would Hellcat engine in there. That was me, November 8th, Charlie, on Auto Start. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I think we're losing you there, Tom, but yeah, I'm about at work anyway. So I will say 7-3 is the ABY. They'll have their, whatever the breaking station was.
I just had a couple things that I wanted to say really quick before I kick back off myself. I retired from Stellantis late 2024. What they do with the employee parking, if you park in the wrong place, yes, they issue tickets. There are no fines involved, but on like the third offense, they will actually tow your vehicle. And the other thing I wanted to say is that I'm kind of fortunate where I live because over at 14 and Unicamp Fraser, there's a bit of a gas price war going on right now, and SNK Fuels is winning it because last night I filled up regular fuel for $4 a gallon. And it's at the same intersection with a Speedway and a brand new Sheetz. And Sheetz is losing the price war for the first time I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy, Tom. It is crazy. I'm just enjoying this, what they're having, because it's spread out radially from that intersection, and most of the stations within a couple of miles of there won't take the prices above $4.40 a gallon just to get some business. And I'm taking advantage of it because the station's only 10 minutes from my house, and my Escape gets over 20 miles to the gallon. I will drive over there to fill up. Well, I guess I lost you there, Tom. Anyways, you have a good day, and you too, Lance. I want to say 73 is both you, and get on here and get about my day. Everybody have a good one. This is November 8th, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot, and I am clear.
All right, Cliff, take it easy.
And Lance, have a good day at work. Talk to you guys later. 73 to all. KCKGL, mobile and monitoring as always.
And 8DBF, W-A-T-A-P. Nothing for W-A-T-A-P.
He's hiding from you, KKK Joe.
Yeah, I looked at the... Yeah, it's a little early for him. He doesn't get out of here for about another hour. I figured I'd give it a try, though. What's going on?
Oh, just heading back home from Paddle Creek, Kalamazoo. RFC meeting tonight. So I want to get home and... get my regular car instead of my work van going down there.
Down there is in probably Mount Clemens, right?
Yeah, over there at the MISD building.
Yep. I was just wondering if you was looking at his mesh-tastics. I seen some messages from him this morning. I didn't check mine until this afternoon. And I think he was talking to somebody else that gets out here that has a mesh-tastics, forgot who, somebody. But anyhow, I was just wondering if he, like, monitors it now or saying, I see his connection every day. But I think I sent him a few messages. He never replied.
Well, I got my one here in the van, my little mobile one. The other one's at home.
Yeah, you're just falling out of the, what is it, the Lansing machine? Yeah, you're a little bit, signal's weak there on the Lansing.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Signal shows a couple bars on the radio, but driving right by one of the incinerators or power stations, whatever this big tower is to the right of me. Yeah, I'm right here at 6996, 496 split.
Very good. Yeah, it looks nice out there, but it's not too warm out.
I don't know, it's just 66 degrees on my vehicular temperature gauge here on the dashboard.
Yeah, that's not too bad. It should be in the upper 70s, though. Be ideal, but whatever. I'll take it. It's not raining, so.
And it's not snowing and blowing and freezing. Which I'm a happy camper with.
Yep. So, I think it was your daughter. Did she Did she ever use that radio with a pig on the boot up screen? The pig radio?
Not yet. And that's my wife for GMRS. She hasn't used it yet. I got to teach her how to use it. My daughter won one at one of the ARPS meetings, and that's up in the top of my radio table that's upstairs charging where her laptop is and everything.
Yep. Yeah, I've been buying a few radios here and there, trying them out. It's a cheap entertainment when you're really kind of cooped up, so it's cheap entertainment, I guess. So that's about it. But, I hope to be driving here pretty soon.
Well, that's a good sign. I mean, you're on the up and up anyway. Yeah, I got it. I've got another radio, too. I picked up an XPR 6550, and with the help of ABAY Lance and KKBDK, I was able to get it updated, and it got the 25 entitlement in it, got it all set up where I can run CPS 2.2 on it. I like it. It's a nice little radio.
Whoops, that was weird. Is that a mono band?
Yeah, it's a Motorola, so it's UHF only. UHF DMR.
Yippers. Yep. Yeah. Nothing real exciting going on. It's just taking a really long, long time to recover because of the complications. If it wasn't for the complications, I'd be probably back to work a month ago. But yeah, it's going to be a while, probably at least another month, maybe two. We'll see.
Let's hope it's only another month so that you can get back to your normal daily life.
My normal daily life would be a pain in the ass to a lot of people, yep.
Well, you can get back to work. I'm sure you're dying to get back to work instead of sitting there all day.
Believe it or not, yeah, I am kind of missing work. This isn't like vacation where I can just go drive or go ride my bike or do anything anyhow. So, but, you know, I'd rather be cooped up at home, but I don't know. It just gets boring after a while. But, I stopped up to work a couple times in the last couple months. They even threw a party for me.
Well, there you go. When I had, I had one surgery. I was off for 2 weeks because that's all I wanted to take off because I didn't have any other sick time. And I sat and watched a buckload of James Bond movies. And then I had my shoulder surgery. I was off for 8 months because I couldn't move it. And I had the vacation time, so I took a month for the vacation. After the first 2 weeks, actually the first week, I was bored as me. And then with my next surgery, you know, a year later, I was off for another month, and I was bored. Gets tired of sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, it's been be coming up about 2 weeks. 3 weeks from now, it'll be 6 months.
Yeah, I might be stir crazy already. There's a coworker of mine in our sister company that he was off for close to a year. He was able to go back to work, and then the cancer came back, and now he's off again, and they just did a whole bunch more chemo after he just grew his hair back and was getting his immune system back. He's itching to get back to work. He hates being at home.
Yeah. It's pretty bad, but, hopefully, I don't think I'll be going back to the hospital or nursing home anytime soon. I'm hoping, but I don't know. Anywho, I'm going to get back to watching some TV a little bit, YouTube. But, I'll get back out here in about about 4 o'clock. Maybe Dakota will be out there then. You'll be closer to home.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, it says my arrival time is 17:02. Then I'm just going to go let the dogs out, get a couple things, throw my laptop in my car, and then take off again to go to the meeting.
All right, have a safe trip back and have a good time tonight. I got physical therapy coming up in a couple hours here. Be leaving for physical therapy. So. All right, we'll catch you later. W-8-E-A-P.
All right, take it easy, Eric. Rest that body. 73 for now. KCKJO. Clear and monitoring.
Hey, B-8-Y.
W-8-Y-R-C. Any text me?
Hey, B-8-Y.
KCKJO.
Apparently I didn't get the memo I was supposed to head up north today. Along with everybody else.
You're supposed to be flying up today because you are not.
Well, I've been in the car for an hour already, and the phone is saying that I still have another hour to go.
Yeah, we're just going
What was that?
So are you going up to the cabin or whatever up north tonight? I got to work more day.
No, I'm just trying to go home. Everybody else is probably going to their cabin.
You're not home yet.
No, I still got another hour to go, apparently.
I just got home probably about 20 minutes ago, let the dogs out, made sure they were good, and loaded up the Panda, and now I'm heading down to the meeting.
Yeah, I was hoping to, you know, get the garage door fixed and maybe I don't have enough time to mow tonight, but that sure is not happening.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
And I should at least be able to get the springs on and tension, but it'll probably be dark by the time in the middle of that.
It doesn't get close to dark until around 8 o'clock, but still, I mean, the only other choice is disconnecting the garage door opener and then pushing it up slowly by hand, like the old days.
Well, it's not the opener, that's the problem. It's the springs, so, you know, that door's a couple hundred pounds right now, so, you know, that's not happening.
Well, you don't want a He-Man it?
What was that?
I said you don't want a He-Man the door manually? I mean, with one spring, you should get it somewhat up.
No, no, not well, not even that. It's, yeah, that's not enough, and there's not a good way to grab it. It's an insulated door, so it's, like, smooth on the backside, so, you know, just not a good way to grab it, and it's quite heavy. It's a 10-foot by 12-foot fully insulated door.
Oh, I know. You were telling me about it. That's right. I forgot it was a 12 by 10. Yeah, that's a little bit heavier than a standard 6-panel door. Never mind.
You had to do that at the old house with the door. I had to, was trying to get a weight on it so I was trying to change it from one spring to two so that, you know, lessen the load on the spring. You basically double the life of the spring. But I did that in the old house and I could barely move that one, and that was a regular one.
Yeah, even with the garage door opener assisting, you can't lift that door up. And you'll burn the motor out on the chain or on the opener. So, well, maybe you'll get the spring in tonight, and that's about as far as it goes.
Yep, yeah, take apart both sides and get the new ones in. It's one of those things you gotta do in pairs. There's one breaks, one's not far behind it.
Yep, just like a headlight, you replace both of them. Oh, I got a phone call. I'll be right back.
KCHMXG, testing the hotspot from Hancock, Michigan on statewide 1.
You're making it just fine from Hancock.
Thank you, KV8. I missed the rest of it. Thank you. Appreciate the response. Frankenmuth, huh? Didn't get a response when I was trying to roam through the Frankenmuth on the way up here.
Yeah. Sometimes the system isn't busy, but, yeah, you know. Just have to get them guys up there to get the system up there switched over to the MI5 network. Join our network and expand our network.
In Houghton, Michigan Tech, it says they're linked to the MI5 network, but I've never been able to raise it, even when I'm right in town, you know, 1,000 yards from their, from the antenna, from the building where the antenna is. So, yeah, it's still a little spotty, but when it does work, it works nice. Thanks for your reply.
Well, they're on, must be on Brandmeister because they're not part of our network, so you can get to our network from Brandmeister like you're doing, but it's nice to have native repeaters that are linked in all the time. So, yeah, I talked to you when you were down here a month or so ago, Paul. I heard you in there. I was just getting my teeth here, so I wanted to make sure that I knew you were making it. 7-3. Hopefully you guys ain't going to get too much snow up there for the holiday weekend. KVSWR.
KVSWR. Yeah, 300 inches was enough for this year. I think we're done. We'll get a little freezing during the night, but we'll be okay. KC8MXG, and I'm clear too. Thanks.
KCKJ. Oh, you're just friends. I'll get you on the mobile. I'm on the HT right now. It's quiet.
In the car for a little while. ADARUH.
KCKJ. KCKJ. Anthony, you still out there?
Hey, Tom, I'm here in NHWRO.
Okay, we're trying to. Wyatt's trying to program his Anytone for Talk Group 99 for DMR Simplex.
I might be a little too far away. I'm up on the freeway, but I'll give it a shot. What do you want, the even one or the one with the 0.5?
Well, right now he's trying to program it into his HD. And I know Anthony might have a code plug for the 868.
Oh, I see. Is that one on the website? Do we know?
For the 868, I'm not sure.
Is WUO still around? He'd know off the top of his head. I can't remember.
Yeah, he's still inside because of the, yeah, he's still here.
Alrighty. I'm listening. NHWRO.
K8RUH. Tom, you still out there? I heard you calling for me, but I was talking to Wally at P25. RUH to NHDBF. Are you out there?
Hi, Dexie.